Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
It's time for Rant.
And today's rant is brought to you by Roy's Umbrella for all of your home loan needs. Maybe you're in the process of buying a new home, looking to do a refi. Deal with Roy and his staff. They are absolutely great. I know from personal experience. Check them out. Go to roysumbrella.com. Hey, tomorrow on my podcast, I'm going to talk some college football. Last weekend was a crazy one. A guy that's covered college football for decades, Tim Brando of Fox Sports. He will be my guest tomorrow on If You Don't Like That. Well, it has been a crazy week, and we're only to Thursday. You have John Gruden, no longer the coach of the Raiders. You got the Kyrie Irving situation with Sean Marks and the Nets telling him to stay away, saying we don't like part-time players, and due to the local mandate, because he's not vaccinated, he can't play in the home game. So the Nets said, nope, you can't play. Been a crazy week. And so everyone has had an opinion, which is fine. What's not been fine is the hatred that's been going back and forth. You know, there are two things that I have really talked a lot about over the last year or so. One was Mitch Albom of the Detroit Free Press when he wrote a column after DeSean Jackson's anti-Semitic comments a summer ago where he said, you can't be selective with your noise, not against hate. And then there was Kevin Youkilis, former MLB player, who put on Twitter the mental health and well-being of our country is deteriorating, and social media is the culprit. The constant hatred towards others that don't share the same opinions is tiresome and unhealthy for our society. We all need to be better so the next generation is healthier and happier. A freaking men. And again, the constant hatred towards others that don't share the same opinions is tiresome and unhealthy for our society. Why is that? Even the people with blue check marks are going at it with venom and hate. And they're just, it's awful. Like, why is that? Why is it that you can't listen to my opinion and I can't listen to yours without hatred? I mean, I may not agree with you, but why do I have to throw venom your way? Vice versa. And I've seen a lot of it this week, and it is very disturbing. Kevin Youkilis is 100% correct. The mental health and well-being of our country is deteriorating, and social media is the culprit. No truer words have been spoken. He is absolutely 100% on the mark. And that's my rant for today.